Joining us now by phone, as he does every Saturday morning, bless his heart, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And, I'm calling you from Minnesota. However, it feels like I'm calling you from a deep south of somewhere. It is forecasted over 90 degrees today here. I'm at a place called Cedar Creek Scientific Area. It's a research site for the University of Minnesota, and I'm participating in a survey of different animals and plants here. It's what's called a bio-blitz. The term blitz meaning that they do it quickly within just one day. And my particular subject matter is spiders. And so I just got back from doing some searching and collecting, and I plan to do several more today. I don't appreciate the over 90 degrees, but the critters seem to love it. There's a heck of a lot of movement out here. Last night I had the wonderful opportunity of seeing and hearing a couple of critters that we have not been having in our neighborhood, and one of them being whippoorwill. Mm. Whippoorwills will make it up along the North Shore, and you may have heard them in the Grand Marais area. However, where I live, they're sporadic at best, and I always consider it quite a fascinating sound to be able to hear it sometime during the summer. Well, I have not heard it this summer at all, but I was able to hear it where I was last night. And then in addition to that, there were plenty of fireflies out when it came to be dusk. Lots of green frogs calling from the ponds. That just started on Thursday morning in my neighborhood in Carlton County. But here they were just abundant. There was just like a constant sound from them all going along all night. So, yes, that's where I happen to be at this moment. A couple things of note that happened during this week. First of all, we are now at the approaching the time of the earliest sunrise of the year. Sunrise never gets any earlier in my neighborhood than 5:14, and that's about what it is right now. We will stay there for a while, and then we very slowly start getting sunrises a little bit later. Sunsets are after 9 o'clock now, and they will continue to get later. The latest we reach is 9:07, and that happens late in the month, and by the 1st of July, we start to get a little bit earlier. The summer solstice now is less than 2 weeks away, but as I was saying earlier, from the temperatures that I am feeling right now, I think we are definitely in the summer, at least where I am. Lots of critters. I mentioned last time about how May is the greening month and June is the growing month. And, of course, that means lots of babies. Mm-hmm. And this week, once again, saw plenty of them. I've been watching a pair of owls that have fledged, and they're still in the region. They're hanging around on trees nearby where they fledged, and they making the calls for the parent to feeding them, and we see the parents every day. And then we have a robin nest in the front yard with two young. I saw a hooded merganser this week with two young. And then while walking in the woods a couple days ago, I surprised a rough grouse and family. And she got a little upset with me, and she roughed up her feathers and hissed and ran at me. So for a moment there, I spelled her name R-O-U-G-H, rough grouse. We are having a bit of a population of the army worms, the forest tent caterpillars. And it's interesting, I've been looking around at the trees that they've been choosing in my neighborhood, and they've been choosing young basswood. That's really surprised me. Not the older basswood, not aspen or some of the ones we might expect, but young basswood. Mm. So anyway, it's certainly not a defoliation, but they are choosing it. And any time they come in, we have a kind of bird, a black-billed cuckoo, that starts to show up. Because they feed on nothing but caterpillars. And sure enough, the black-billed cuckoos have been around. I've been hearing them almost every day lately. This is June, and June is the breeding time of birds, and it's also the time I do a breeding bird survey. Tomorrow morning, I'm planning to do the survey. The survey is done by going out to a particular route and driving the route and stopping. It's a 25-mile route and stopping every half mile and listening for all the bird calls and making note of them. I've been doing it for about 20 years, and I've really gotten to know what to expect. I pretty much know what bird will be at what spot, or at least I expect it to be at that what spot. So I'll be doing that tomorrow morning, and it's a pretty good way of finding out the populations of different critters. In addition to that, there are the, I mentioned the frogs are calling and mating, still probably a gray tree frog is probably the one we hear the most. I always think it's kind of interesting. They spend all their life up in trees or in woods or someplace like that, often climbing on the side of our house, except for breeding season, and then they go to the water. Meanwhile, a critter that spends all of its life in the water, except for breeding season, comes up on land, and that's the turtles. No less than about five times this past week, I came upon turtles that were up on land digging holes to lay eggs.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of snapping turtles and a couple of painted turtles. Now, snapping turtles live up to their name, and they have this powerful jaws. They also have a really big shell, but neither of the two are much when it comes to being up against a car.
Mm.
And yet they often choose along the side of the road as a place to lay their eggs, easy digging, and so that's why they choose that. One of them, unfortunately, a very large snapping turtle, chose right near our mailbox, so I hope it's going to be able to survive. We're still getting plenty of butterflies, and as I mentioned last time about the moths, the Luna moth and the Cecropia moth, but probably the butterflies is what we see the most now in the daytime, and that's going to continue. The real diversity of butterflies is just starting to happen. We're also getting plenty of these other insects that we may not appreciate. I mentioned last time something about the mosquitoes have not been out in too much of a number. Well, they're starting to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the place I am right now, they are in huge numbers. And, it can be a little bit disappointing at times. Horseflies and deer flies will soon be making their appearance, too. And, of course, we still have some black flies that are around. Lots of spiders, spider webs. I've been finding a lot. It's interesting to note many of them make their webs in the evening. Every evening they make their webs. And then usually they take it down themselves or it gets knocked down the next day. Well, they go right back out and make the next web again. So it's an interesting thing. I like to go down to the lake and just watch this in the evening. The other thing I like to see is going down to the lake in the sunrise is the emergence of dragonflies. We've been having a good emergence of those. Wow, I couldn't believe how many showed up on Thursday morning that were not there Wednesday morning. In the world of wildflowers, the irises along the sides of swamps and lakes now are in bloom, along with many other of the flowers of the open country. Daisy, yarrow, hawkweed, vetch, cinquefoil, buttercup, clovers, all in bloom now in the open area of the fields. And my definition of the end of spring is when the critters, when the flowers out in the open outnumber those in the woods. And though we still have plenty in the woods, those out in the open seem to be more than they are in the woods. So perhaps we can say we're at the end of spring right now. Our poppies and peonies are opening up in the yard as well, and that's kind of cool. But this is also a time something else is great is going on. I mentioned last time about the first of the edible wild strawberries. Well, this past week I found a lot more. And anybody wants to go out and take a look, they are there. I've been finding them along the side of a bike trail that I bike through in Carlton County, the Willard Munger bike trail. But you could probably find them along the edge of almost any open space, including yards. So, yes, we are approaching the end of spring, and lots and lots is going on. So I suggest getting out there and enjoying it.
Thank you, Larry.
I once had asked a class what would be a good name for the month of June, and this one kid answered the lawn mowing month. And I always remembered that because what he really was saying is that conditions are so good for a lot of growing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you mow the lawn, by the time you're done, you have to turn around and mow it again.
Exactly.
It grows up so fast. Yeah. So, well, enjoy it.
Thank you, Larry. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Larry Weber, a recently retired science teacher, 40-year career as a science teacher and twice honored as Teacher of the Year. He joins us every Saturday morning, rain or shine, no matter where he might be, to give us the latest on what's going on outdoors.